Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Our lead-in music is working for the weekend. It's just Tuesday, but we are working for the weekend. A big celebration this week in Monticello.
Yep, Pioneer Day celebration.
Times.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we'll be chatting about that in the coming days and this morning as well, as it's a big deal here in Monticello. Let's take a look at some of the local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area this morning, shall we? Report out of Moab, letting folks know that Old City Park Road is going to be closed to through traffic this morning to perform maintenance on the low water crossing. So use Spanish Trail Road to detour around that closure, and they thank folks for their patience. So again, Old City Park Road is closed in a spot as it goes over creek there, and so it's letting folks know to avoid that area as they're working on that crossing. So that's happening in Moab today. Again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings coming your way this morning, including the latest out of Monticello's Pioneer Day celebration. Again, that's going to be this weekend, July 21st and 22nd. This year's theme is Prepare the Way, and tons of organizations are preparing for a great weekend in Monticello. Pioneer Day kicks off Friday afternoon with the Dollar Swim at the City Pool from 1 to 5 p.m. They also have free ice cream given out as long as it lasts. Pioneer Day activities include an 8-year-old and under baseball tournament. Games will be played on Field 3 at 1:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Pioneer Day is host to the longest continuous running adults men's fast pitch softball tournament in the U.S. Teams throughout the West will check in at 2:30 with the Home Run Derby at the City Fields. The fast pitch tournament starts at 4:30 with an opening ceremony. More fun events start on Friday at Veterans Park at 3 p.m. This year, the City of Monticello and San Juan Counseling are bringing the inflatables free of charge for users. Adventure Zone Inflatables will be bringing 10 to 12 inflatables and 3 to 5 carnival-style games with prizes. Friday afternoon will include the Family Cornhole Competition fundraiser starting at 4, and vendors will be at the park throughout the afternoon. At dusk, the Recreation Committee will open concessions ahead of the free screening of the movie Sandlot starting at 9:15 p.m. on Friday. Saturday's Pioneer Day events start bright and early with the Blue Mountain Pioneer 5K. Registration opens at 6 with the 5K race at 7 and the Kids Run Fun Run to follow at 7:45. Saturday morning also features the Lions Club breakfast at the Steak Center Pavilion located behind the post office on Main Street in Monticello. Men's fast pitch softball tournament will resume at 8 a.m. Saturday morning and continue through the day. Down at the Hideout Golf Course, golfers can try their hand at the longest drive competition from 9 to 11 a.m. and again from 4 to 6 p.m. There'll be several categories and $100 in golf shop credit for winners of those categories. Pioneer Day Parade begins at 10:30 a.m. with the usual route going from the high school onto Main Street and then up center. Activities will follow immediately after the parade with free inflatables back up and running at Veterans Park, the Quilt Time Quilters Show at the Monticello Library. They'll also have the 16 and older competitive cornhole tournament at the pavilion at the City Ball Fields. Also have the coin dive at the City Pool that afternoon. Nearly 40 vendors will be at both Veterans Park and Ball Fields throughout the day. Also have a junior rodeo out at Eastland at 5:30. That's at D's Adventures, located off Pearson Road in Eastland. And, of course, the celebration wraps up with fireworks shot off at the Monticello High School football field parking lot at dark. That'll conclude the weekend events. So a full weekend of fun events in Monticello.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And in the middle of this heat wave that's just affecting the Southwest in particular, Monticello's way up here at 7,000 feet and should be about the coolest place you can get.
Yeah. Yep. So definitely consider coming and checking it out. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a look at this story real quick. Report from the Kayenta Township. You may have noticed they've got some work going on along Highway 160. The Kayenta Township applied for a grant and in August 2020 was awarded just nearly $3.3 million. The township agreeing to contribute just shy of $900,000 as a matching contribution. They're getting with that grant. Project includes 3,300 feet of paved road with drainage and detention pond, utility construction, with installation of 9,300 feet of sewer main and 4,300 feet of 8-inch gravity sewer lift station. The infrastructure creates opportunities for business develop on any lot within that identified industrial park zone. So potential for a new shopping center, new NTUA district office, office space, and more. And this township of Kayenta is looking for businesses to invest in that industrial park. So new infrastructure coming to Kayenta Township on the Navajo Nation. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
From the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I've got another edition, more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. It's Tuesday, which means county commissions meeting throughout the area, Montezuma County. In southwest Colorado, Board of Commissioners meeting started this morning at 9. They've got a public hearing this morning for review and determination of a proposed high-impact permit application for a property on 7134 Road 41 in Mancos, consisting of 3 acres. They'll also have public comments later. They'll have reports. Including a report from Sheriff Steve Nolan on the resolution reinstating a fire ban, We'll have a decision on the road project agreement for Road 31 and Forest Road 526, a decision on cost share agreements with the Forest Service, and a decision related to request to place a large American flag on the outdoor arena at the fairgrounds. Other reports as well from the county attorney, county administrator, commissioners reporting as well. That's Montezuma County Board of County Commissioners. Their meeting started this morning at 9. Also meeting this morning, the San Juan County Board of Commissioners. Their meeting at 11 a.m. They'll have a work session before, I believe. But following that, they've got a post-secondary correction education program presentation that they'll hear. They'll also have a couple of different items that they'll be considering and discussing. A pretty big agenda, actually. Consideration of an approval with the San Juan County Children's Justice Center MOU with the state of Utah. Have consideration approval of a 2023 airport entitlement transfer to Escalante Airport. Some items related to San Juan Public Health. Resolution adopting the 2023 final tax rate, and a couple of other items as well as part of that San Juan County Commission meeting. They'll, of course, also have public comments available as well that this morning. Finally, Grand County meeting this afternoon. They'll have a couple of different items. They'll have a workshop to discuss land use code updates at 2. Have a discussion at 3 about special event first quarter 2024 application reviews. They'll also have a report from their Active Transportation and Trails Division and a couple of other items as well. An MOU for endangered Colorado River fish mural at the Moab Information Center. 2023 mid-year budget adjustment. And Utah Office of Tourism Cooperative Marketing Program, they'll consider opting in for UK, Ireland, and Germany, Austria, Switzerland markets. Also, Secure Rural Schools Act election of funding. A bunch of different items on the Grand County Board of Commissioners meeting agenda. So that's all part of that. I encourage folks to know what's going on and be involved locally. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Well, of course, as you may know, we operate the San Juan Record here in San Juan County, and we get submissions from time to time, and got a fun submission from Monticello resident Sally Jack. She submitted a poem to the San Juan Record, and we brought her in to record that poem, and thought it would be fun to play for you. So we'll play that for you now and have a little discussion after.
The Crossing of Martin McPhee. Let me tell you the story of Martin McPhee, who tried to cross a road at the age of 23. It had all seemed so simple at the corner of the street, off Main Street Monticello, where the life is pretty sweet. 'Twas a bright and sunny day, and his book was overdue. He had actually checked it out when he was 22. And since the day was lovely, he decided he would walk and return the book to the library, though they would be in shock, to think that he had kept that book for a day more than a year. But then he was a real slow reader, from what the townsfolk hear. So he waited at the corner, and he waited there some more. He started counting diesel trucks, and there were 44. 6 cars and then a tour bus, a truck or two, and then 58 more diesels went whipping by again. Each time that Martin started out to venture across the street, another giant diesel came, which meant a quick retreat. He waited for the road to clear for a week and then a day, when he finally came to realize that he was there to stay. He grew a beard while waiting. His hair has turned quite gray. And if the diesels haven't stopped, he's still waiting there today.
Our thanks again to Sally Jack, the crossing of Martin McPhee.
Wow. Good luck, Martin, out there.
Yeah, we have a breaking news update. looking out the window, Martin is still...
He's still there.
Yep.
Still there.
Trying to get to the library.
A bird's making a nest in his hair.
Yeah. Yep. Well, very fun, of course. You know, the Jack family in Monticello, very involved in the arts and creating some fun art there,
yeah,
as well with that poem.
Wow. Someone needs to match that with a poem about trying to turn left on Moab Main Street.
Oh man.
That's always fun.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, to write about an experience, you have to have experienced it. And I think that everyone that's tried to turn left is still waiting like Martin. So we'll have to wait for them to do it. No, but very fun. I appreciate Sally for submitting that to the paper and then coming in and recording it. It is a challenge in these small towns, obviously, people buzzing through. So if you're a visitor, please take the time to slow down. And if you live in a small town, you don't have to just drive through Wellington to slow down. You can slow down in all the towns that you drive through. But
there's a little town in Oregon, Joseph, Oregon, that has a sign in front of the town. Just as you're coming into town, it says, this town is like heaven to us. Please don't drive like hell through it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good mantra as well. It is obviously, like we mentioned, an issue in lots of small towns located along the highways. But Monticello City, actually, in their latest city council meeting, kind of had an update there. It's been a project ongoing, but the school crossing across Main Street, they're starting to install some arms that are going to go up above, so they'll have flashing lights above the highway. So that should hopefully help folks get across the street there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a challenge in a small town. Monticello has the only red, green, yellow stoplight in San Juan County, and as a result, that's the only crosswalk with a red light on it in the county. But
You got the flashing red light.
Someone ought to go tell Martin he needs to come up to the intersection and push that button.
Yeah, well. He may have to consider it. Again, our thanks to Sally Jack.
Yeah, that's awesome, that Sally. Really, thank you.
Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, graveside services will begin at 10 a.m. this morning in Blanding for Barbara Jean Montella. She passed away on July 8th. Starts at 10 a.m. at the Blanding City Cemetery. Barbara was a county assessor in San Juan County for many years and is well known. And age 77 of Blanding, passed away last week. Another well-known county person in San Juan County is Rick Bailey. A viewing and celebration of life for Rick Bailey will be held Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Rick passed away on July 16th at the age of 66. Funeral services for Nicole Sliding, age 36, of Moab, are at 11 a.m. Tomorrow, that's Wednesday, July 19th, at the Moab LDS Chapel on 400 North. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are Thursday at the Dove Creek Cemetery at 10 a.m. A celebration of life for Lewis Weldon Jones begins at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th, at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. And that celebration of life will also celebrate the life of his wife, who passed away earlier. Funeral services for Jack Corbin are from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, July 21st, at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. Jack passed away on July 12th at the age of 73. A celebration of life for John Dennis Bright will be held at 4 p.m. on Sunday at Connection Christian Church in Odessa, Texas. John passed away in Dolores on Sunday, July 9th, at the age of 32. Funeral services for Ronald Melvin Trent begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, July 24th, at the Blanding South LDS Chapel. Visitation from 9 to 10:30. Memorial service for Alma Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at Durango Cowboy Church. And graveside services for Howard Nilsson will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. That segment is longer than we like it to be as of late.
Yeah, you know, it ebbs and flows. We had a lot earlier last week, and then we just had a couple listings for a day or two, but that's 12 different funeral and graveside services.
Yeah. Well, our condolences to those mourning at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
What's going on?
The July 3rd Thursday Cortez Downtown Market features live music from Pa Co this Thursday night from 5 to 8. Come enjoy the music, food and drinks, vendors and fun in Montezuma Park. Visit shopcortez.com for full details. Monticello is hosting their annual Pioneer Day celebration Friday and Saturday. Come enjoy food, vendors, games, sports competitions, the annual parade, and of course the big fireworks show Saturday night. For the full schedule, check the current edition of the San Juan Record or visit the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. Moab Arts and the City of Moab are hosting an Arts and Ag Market at Suwanee City Park on Friday, featuring produce and artisan goods from local, regional, and visiting vendors. It runs from 5 to dusk. You can get more info by calling 435-259-6272. Also Friday night at Suwanee City Park, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Nosotros. This 11-piece Latin music powerhouse seamlessly combines a myriad of Latin rhythms with elements of rock, salsa, jazz, and cumbia to create their unique sound. The concert starts at 7 and runs until 9. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. Friday night at the Fort features the music of Craig Crippen and family. From classical to popular to country, they sing them all. The show's free at Bluff Fort Friday night starting at 7. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, 9:33 a.m. on this Tuesday morning, July 18th, Phil.
Yeah, and it's hot out there. The weather news, the dew point at the Tucson Airport, 61 degrees this morning. That's the 10th day in a row above 55 degrees. The monsoon conditions kick in at that 55, supposedly, but with this heat dome that's continuing week after week after week, it's kind of throwing all the historical trends out of whack. There's nothing magical about 55 degrees, and even though we've got 10 days in a row, there's still no sign of the arrival of the monsoon, darn it.
Man.
This heat continues. Boy, one thing, that we always get good relief at night, but it didn't cool down overnight. It was 69 degrees at 6:30 this morning here in Monticello, which is generally quite cool, but it looks like it's going to continue this high heat for the next few days. Today is Insurance Nerd Day. Those of you who get excited about insurance, today's the day for you. Hope you enjoy your day today. Mein Kampf was published on this day in 1925. This political manifesto by Adolf Hitler kind of precipitated the events of World War II.
Yeah.
On this day in 1976, Nadia Comăneci of Romania was awarded a perfect 10 on the uneven parallel bars at the Montreal Olympics. That was something I remember. That was incredible. She's perfect.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. 42 years ago today, on July 18th, 1981, the number one song was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Yesterday we talked a little bit about the 68th birthday of Disneyland, and I told you about a man who lived here in Monticello who was the very first visitor to Disneyland. He camped for a few days and was in the front of the line. He had a picture that he showed me proudly. It was pretty cool. He had a lifetime pass to Disneyland. His name's Dave McPherson. Sadly, that lifetime pass expired a few years ago. He's passed away, but he was quite a guy. Thanks to Elisa Rogers and Linda Rogers, who kept us updated on the name of Dave McPherson. I couldn't recall his name. As a result of their help, they'll win a gift certificate to Canyon Steak and Waffle on South Main and Moab. Hope they enjoy that. And thanks for notifying us of that. Birthdays today. Nelson Mandela was born today in 1918. He died in 2013 at the age of 95. President of South Africa. And who would have guessed for many years of his life. British billionaire Richard Branson was born today in 1950, so that makes him 73 today. Maybe he'll fly to space. Owns the Virgin Empire, airlines, and all sorts of stuff. The unsinkable Molly Brown was born today in 1867. She survived the sinking of the Titanic and had a socialite, an American socialite, who's, I think, the unsinkable Molly Brown's a movie,
a great name,
or play or something. Birthdays today for Paul Barton and Craig Black. Happy birthday, Paul and Craig. The number one song on Paul's 14th birthday was I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. You find whatever meaning you want in this, but they say, cryptically, that defines your life. Birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to Paul and Craig. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, a publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Number 62 on the list is Miniature Golf. The Silver Queen Mine Miniature Golf Course features 9 holes of blacklight miniature golf at the Monticello Merck. Course meanders through an abandoned multicolored mine. That's number 63 on our list, also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Monticello Merck, as mentioned, home of the Silver Queen Mine mini golf course. You got to see it. Nine holes of blacklight mini golf, $350 for ages 12 and older, $2.50 for children age 4 to 11, children 3 and under, free with an adult purchase. Punch passes are available as well. Of course, the Monticello Merck Mercantile has got pretty much all your needs, travel supplies, gifts and souvenirs, hunting, camping and fishing, RV supplies, Kodak photo kiosk, fabric, much more. You can get that at the Monticello Mercantile here in Monticello. Well, again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatec Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premium, including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatec.com. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist and a severe special education teacher at HMK Elementary. Part-time or full-time lunch aide / cooks, paraprofessionals at Grand Preschool and HMK Elementary, 3 full-time custodian positions, a head basketball coach at Grand County High School, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in the operating room, and seeking an operating room manager and a dialysis unit clerk. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Miss the incredible 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello. Come visit the city with a cool climate and warm welcome for two full days of exciting events, food vendors, bouncy houses, arts and crafts, live music, a free movie, and more. Check out the Blue Mountain Invitational, the nation's longest-running fast-pitch softball tournament. Plus, there will be lots of competitions to enter, a 5K race, a cornhole tournament, a long drive tournament, swimming events, and more. The annual parade begins at 10:30 on Saturday, and the big fireworks show lights the sky after dark. You can find the full schedule in the San Juan Record at sjrnews.com and on the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. See you at the 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, 9:46 a.m. Time for the sports report. And taking a look, Arizona Diamondbacks, third in the NL West after a weekend slide. They're now 2.5 games back of the Dodgers, half game back from the San Francisco Giants. They're in Atlanta today, taking on the Braves. 5:20 p.m. is the opening pitch. Colorado Rockies, meanwhile, fifth in the NL West, and quite a 18.5 games back from the lead. So a rough season for the Rockies, but they are hosting the Astros tonight. 6:40 p.m. is the opening pitch. That'll do it for the sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.